I ran into Henry at 9 that Thursday morning as I was leaving my apartment. I live in a converted single-car garage, which is attached to Henry's house by means of an enclosed breezeway. I was heading to the supermarket where I intended to stock up on junk food for the days ahead. When I opened my door, Henry was standing on my front step with a piece of scratch paper. He smiled when he saw me.
There you are. Oh, perfect. I was just leaving you a note. Do you have a minute?
Of course. What's up?
Do you remember old Mr. Lee? They called him Johnny around the neighborhood. He's the gentleman who used to live around the corner on Bay, a little white stucco house with the overgrown yard. Actually, to be accurate, Johnny lived in the garage apartment. His grandson Bucky and his wife have been living in the house.
The bungalow in question, which I passed in the course of my daily job, was a run-down residence that looked like it was buried in a field of wild grass. I know the house, but the name doesn't mean much. You've been using past tense. Is the old man dead?
I'm afraid so. A poor fella had a heart attack and died 4 or 5 months back. I ran into Bucky a little while ago, and he has a problem he was asking me about. It's not urgent, it's just irksome, and I thought maybe you could help.
Sure, what's the deal?
The old guy didn't want a funeral, but he did ask to be cremated, which was done right away. Bucky was thinking about taking the ashes back to Columbus, Ohio, where his dad lives. But it occurred to him his grandfather was entitled to a military burial. I guess Johnny was a fighter pilot during World War II, part of the American volunteer group under Claire Chennault. He didn't talk much about it, but now and then he'd reminisce about Burma, the air battles over Rangoon, stuff like that. Anyway, Bucky went out to the local Veterans Administration office and filled out a claim form. He didn't have all the information, but he did what he could. 3 months went by, and he didn't hear a thing. He was just getting antsy when the claim came back marked, "Cannot identify." Bucky called his dad and told him what was going on. Chester got right on the horn calling Randolph Air Force Base in Texas, which is where the Air Force keeps personnel files. I don't know how many people he must have talked to, but the upshot is the Air Force has no record of John Lee, or if they do, they won't talk. Chester is convinced he's being stonewalled, but what can he do? I told him you might have an idea about what to try next.
They're sure he was really in the service?
As far as I know, Chester's out here from Ohio, wrapping up some details on his father's probate. I didn't mean to volunteer your services, but it seems like a worthy cause.
Well, I'll do what I can. You want me to pop over there right now? I've got the time if you think Bucky's home.
He should be. At least he was an hour ago. I appreciate this, Kinsey.
I locked my front door while Henry headed toward the garage, and then I waited by the drive while he backed the car out. He eased to a stop and rolled down the window.
Don't forget you're joining us for dinner.
I didn't forget. This is Lewis's birthday, right? I even bought him a present.
I'll see you later.
I waved as Henry disappeared down the street and then let myself out of the gate. The walk to the Lees took approximately 30 seconds. 6 doors down, turned the corner, and there it was. I had to hold my arms aloft, wading through the weeds just to reach the porch. I rang the bell and then spent an idle moment picking burrs from my socks. The door was opened by a kid I recognized. Bucky was in his early 20s. He was 3 or 4 inches taller than I am, which would have put him at 5'9 or 5'10. He wasn't overweight, but he was as doughy as a beer pretzel. His hair was red gold, parted crookedly in the center and worn long. Are you Bucky?
Yeah.
I held my hand out. I'm Kinsey Milhone. I'm a friend of Henry Pitts. He says you're having problems with a VA claim. He shook my hand, but the way he was looking at me made me want to knock on his head and ask if anyone was home. I plowed on. He thought maybe I could help. Mind if I come in?
Oh, sorry. I got it now. You're the private detective. At first I thought you were someone from the VA. Come on in.
He stepped back and I moved into a small entrance hall with a hardwood floor that hadn't been buffed for years.
My dad's not home right now, and I think Babe's in the shower. I should let her know you're here. Hey, Babe!
No reply. I've never been a big fan of yelling from room to room. You want to find her? I can wait.
Let me do that. I'll be right back. Have a seat, he said.
I went down a step into the living room and settled gingerly on a lumpy couch covered with a brown and yellow afghan. Bucky returned.
She says go ahead. We gotta be somewhere shortly, and she's just now getting dressed. My dad'll be back in a little while. He went down to Perdido to look at lighting fixtures. We're trying to get Pappy's apartment fixed up to rent. He paused in the doorway. I know you didn't stop by to make small talk. I got the paperwork right here.
He moved over to the bookshelf and began to sort through the magazines, which were apparently interspersed with unpaid bills and other critical documents.